The title of this sermon is Obedient to the Lie. And can we imagine that we are daily confronted with the lie? And can we imagine that humankind is enjoying the lie and teaching it to its children every day? As for instance, that the Sabbath was moved to Sunday, that the Sabbath was being completely removed from the Ten Commandments, and the Tenth Commandment was divided instead. That Christ is said to be born on December 25th. That the crucifixion is said to have taken place on Friday, and the resurrection on Sunday. And therefore, 3 days are opposed 48 hours. And that the Passover has become Easter, and a rabbit is laying the eggs. Aware as well as unaware, true, the lie, humankind itself be manipulated, controlled, and be led into delusion or temptations. Whether is it concerning a social lie, an emergency lie, a purposeful lie, or a protective lie, is irrelevant. A lie is what it is, it is, and remains a lie. Here an example. Let us imagine we are in a bistro and are sitting with a friend on a table with 4 seats. Now a person comes and asks, is there a free seat? And maybe because you don't want that the person to sit at your table, you say no. Even though there is a free seat, then this is a lie. Science wants to examine the lies of people. Why one lies? I have read in Wikipedia, lies serve to obtain an advantage, say to cover up a mistake or forbidden action, and thus to evade punishment. Lies are being told out of courtesy, shame, worry, fear, insecurity, or emergency. The lie has been, and is being embellished, belittled. Alfred Polgar, a German poet, once said, "People believe a lie that they have heard 100 times a lot easier than a truth that is completely new to them." It clearly has become a mass product. Someone once said to me, a bit sarcastic, everyone does it like this, and then you want to be the only one who does it right. Yes, I do it. The German national daily newspaper, Die Welt, started a remarkable title, one of this report, namely, "The Whole Truth About the Lying." And the end of the article, it then was said, but nobody quite knows where it comes from. Well, for the world out there, the truth actually is sealed. Let us look at what Christ told the scribes and Pharisees when they accused him once again in John 8 and verse 43 to 45. John 8, 43 to 45. Why do not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father's the devil, and the desire of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own reserves, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. See, out of envy towards man's potential, Satan brought the lie into the world. He deceived Eve into committing sin. Therefore, he is a murderer. He is the founder and the originator of the lie. Let us also look at what James tells us. In James 3, 33 to 17. 13. James 3, verse 13 to 17. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by God, by good conduct, that is, works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to shield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Not only did Satan deceive Eve by telling her, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." You can read it in Genesis 3, 4 and 5. Satan said that God in heaven is a liar. He also did something very crucial to that the lie could spread like cancer. And he did this so sneakily that many assumes that there isn't even a God. He such like undermined the authority of God among men. With his lie, Satan destroyed God's creation's history. He taught men through science that they derived from evolution and not through being created by God. In many religions, people call themselves Christians, but they don't follow Christ's truth. And so it goes from generation to generation. One is lying into the pocket of the other. And then they claim that they are living righteously. But in 1 John chapter 2, verse 4 tells us, "He who says, 'I know him, so I know God,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." So, is this a righteous way of living? Is this really correct to use the lie? Or perhaps even to betray one's neighbor with it? And is it really man's purpose to live like that? Goethe, a German great poet, once said, "Truth has to be repeated constantly, because error also is being preached all the time and not used by a few, but by the many." We have to constantly repeat the truth. But what is the truth? It's very simple. God's Word, the Holy Bible, is the truth. And we can read it in John 17 and verse 17. "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." God's word is truth. God cannot lie, and it is written in the Holy Bible that God does not accept worship that is mixed with gentle customs and forms of services to God. David, at his time, already said in his Psalms, and I read it in the Commandian English Bible, and there stand, "How long will you continue to love what is worthless and go after lies?" Let us also look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 21. 1 John 2, verse 21. "I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lies is of the truth." Ephesians 4, 25. Ephesians 4, 25. "Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another." We have to stay in the truth. When we tell something, it must always be the truth, whatever it is. Even when it could hurt from time to time, or it can lead to a disadvantage. In Germany, we have a saying: to cover up a mistake with a lie means to replace a stain with a hole. Again, to cover up a mistake with a lie means to replace a stain with a hole.